Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Well, it was a sad moment in our house last night. My wife, Jody.
I was like,
was very sad because we watched the final episode of Kim's Convenience.
Oh, you know, no.
We've been watching. It's so funny. And she hates that. She hates when there's a show that she really likes and it comes to an end and they're not going to be making any new ones, you know?
Oh, they're not?
No. It's the end of the series, yeah.
That's the worst feeling.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
And that's why she'll say things like, well, he just sit and watch all of them in a day. I want to save them, like stretch it out if I know there's not going to be any new ones.
Yeah.
I'm the same way, though.
You want to save it and
savor every, I'll stop an episode halfway through, even if it's great. I'm like, just to stretch it out. Absolutely.
But, would you stop eating a meal?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Is that the only thing you're like that with?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I'm a binger.
Yeah, me too. I'd rather just get, because there's another one behind it somewhere. Yeah.
And I got to remember what happened.
I'm going to be honest. Yeah. Dory over there.
Oh my God, yes, Dory.
She took it as a compliment. She loved it.
Oh my God.
Dory was super cute.
Well, I can relate to it because I watched that all the time with the kids.
Lindsay could come in here tomorrow and we could say, Lindsay, how about you stabbing that guy yesterday? And she'll go, I did?
Oh my God.
I don't remember that.
Was I that tired? Oh, my God. I forgot.
Did he live?
Did I kill him?
Should I be on the run right now?
So now it's a big decision because Kim's Convenience is one of the few shows that Jody and I watch together. We always have one going that we watch together. So I don't know if we're going to start Paradise.
Yeah, I've heard so many good things about that.
Because that's heavy.
It's heavy.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
Uh-huh. Or this one you were talking about a minute ago, Riggins.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Point Break.
Yeah, On Point or The Point, something like that. Maybe
Running Point.
Running Point.
And that's more comedy.
Light.
Uh-huh. So, I don't know. Wow. It's a big decision, though. Because, once you lock in, it's...
You're locked.
You know, you got to see it to the end.
Is it always one genre that you pick to watch together?
No, that's what I'm saying. So, I don't know. Maybe since we watched Kim's Convenience and it was so funny, and now she's ready for something a little heavier.
Oh, yeah, dear. And there's not many of Paradise.
Yeah.
So, you can knock it out.
But we always have a show going that we watch... only with little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael.
Mm.
And we're about to come to the end of that one too. So, and that's only on Thursdays we watch with them.
I think you watch Paradise with them.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's.
I think the White Lotus is going to be one with them because we watched the other ones with them.
So. I did hear it's not as good. Did y'all hear that?
I saw the first episode and it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't that great.
I might skip it this time. Can't waste my time.
No.
But let me know.
Yeah.
But Jody's heavier. If she wants something heavier, she's not talking about like heads and jars in the refrigerator.
Right.
Like you're heavy.
She's not talking about serial killer stuff.
No.
Murders.
Or Signs of a Psychopath crime documentary series.
Yeah.
Find a happy medium.
Yeah.
Before we get to heads and jars.
If she walks in, I'm watching one of those shows, she goes, oh, well, that's uplifting. Yeah. Let's go on.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen or watch Extra Funny each weekday at the Media Center at tjriggins.com, sponsored by Wear Playground. Elevate your workout style effortlessly at tjriggins.com/deals with 20% off Wear Playground using code TJ.
Kenshow Cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Hyatt.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'd say over the past 20 years, there's been a slowly growing trend of people renting things that you normally wouldn't expect to be rentals. I think it started rent to own furniture or just renting furniture. And then that went to renting rims for your car. If you wanted some hot looking rims for the weekend, you could go rent them and take them back Monday. Stuff like that. And then now they have services where you rent clothes all the time. You just have a subscription, so to speak, a membership. Well, now with the egg prices and shortages the way they are, there's a company that rents out chickens. It says it provides hens, feed, and support, allowing customers to collect fresh eggs at home. It's about $600 for a six-month rental, and customers can expect around a dozen eggs per week from two hens.
I'd have to crunch the numbers. I don't know if that works out right.
Yeah.
No, $600. So that's $100 a month for 12 eggs a week.
And don't you have to have a rooster?
I don't know how that works.
I'm always confused by that too.
Is it a chicken? I don't even know. Is a hen a chicken? I don't know.
But I would pay double to not do the work.
Yeah, exactly. You know? That's why you go to a grocery store instead of raising your own chickens. Yeah. But yeah, I'd have to see if it's cheaper to do it that way.
But Regan, sound like you it. Don't know how lucky you are that you got that neighbor, that however he gets those Costco pallets or whatever. My wife, Jody.
Jody, yeah.
Was at the Costco the other day, obviously trying to act like a millennial, because that's where all the millennials are. Mm-hmm. It's at the Costco. She said he didn't even have eggs.
Yeah.
Out of eggs.
Yeah. I've seen fist fights. People elbow when they pull out the little cart of eggs.
Like,
people,
they're not that important, right? Like, to get in a fight about.
You know who I think is what community is stricken by this the most? The bodybuilder community.
You're right.
They eat a lot of eggs, huh?
And chicken.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Don't mess with them. And they're the ones fighting.
You're going to make me Hulk out. Where's my eggs? I need my spray tan.
It's beyond a spray tan.
Yeah.
They paint that on it. When they're doing those bodybuilder shows, it's a paint that they put on it.
It looks good, though.
Nice. It's so natural.
It's like coffee grinds.
I've known a few bodybuilders, and they're, they say that it takes, I don't know if it's maybe better stuff now than it used to be, but they said it would take several showers to get that stuff.
it can't be safe or healthy.
But think about that. I mean, a bodybuilder that's, you know, competing probably eats a dozen eggs a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oof.
12 eggs a day. Oh, yeah. They're probably more. Really struggling.
He's like, yeah.
I'm going to have to eat my grandma. I need protein. I got a show this week.
Well, let me tell you, if you can find duck eggs somewhere, they're better than chicken eggs. Oh. The yolk is a lot more rich. Mm. And it's a if you can find duck eggs, do that.
Hmm.
But they're expensive, I think. So I don't even know if you can get an 18 pack of them.
Yeah. Oh.
Get you some ducks.
Some duck
and some ostrich eye.
And they're cute.
You can eat two ostrich eggs for what, you know, you would get out of a dozen regular eggs, maybe. Get a dinosaur egg. That's what we're all looking for.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Skoni spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Skoni, perfect for on and off the course, redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
TJ and Riggins want to introduce you to the term new radio. Marketing and advertising of old was with just one media. New radio is all of them. In addition to radio, it's podcast, video, streaming, social media, and many more, all to get your potential customers when and how they listen and watch the TJ and Reagan Show. New radio is your new marketing, advertising, and influencing dream option. Go to tjriggins.com/explosion. The future of advertising is here. tjriggins.com/explosion.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is warning people again, it seems like they do this once a year, to stop dumping your pet goldfish in the lakes and rivers because they eat everything. They are not a native species, and they destroy ecosystems and natural waterways and things like that. They said what you can do is you can take them to a fish rescue, which I didn't even know was a thing, or return them to the pet store that you bought them from, or even contact an aquarium, but do not dump them in the lakes and rivers.
That's so stupid.
I know. They show a picture here of a guy holding a pet store goldfish, and it's huge. It's like the size of a football, but they grow, you know, if left uncontrolled, they grow huge.
I didn't know that they did that.
Regular little goldfish.
Flush them.
Flush them? No, you can't flush them, right?
Yeah, well, unless they die, right?
You can flush them when they're alive. If you don't want it anymore, it's a goldfish. It's bait. It's no different than if you had a minnow in a cup. If you don't want it anymore, it's a minnow. Throw it away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could.
Oh, yeah, well, you could shoot with a shotgun,
look what problems get caused right. by people valuing the life of a pet of a goldfish that you could win at the fair.
Well, they don't know any better. They're like, oh, it's water.
Yeah.
Why do they care?
Because it's small.
Well, because of this obsession and this marketing that has been done over the years to now make this generation so value the lives of pets over humans just, it's a goldfish. Mm-hmm. Kill it, flush it, I'll do whatever you got to do with it.
I'll be honest.
But it's affecting other people negatively. You and your stupid value of a goldfish life.
But a lot of people probably don't know. I mean, I didn't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
I mean,
I don't think it's negligence or valuing a goldfish over a human. They're just like, oh, I'm just dumping it in there. Who cares? Like, I'll dump it.
Right.
It would be the same thing as flushing, but much less violent.
Violent. Who cares? It's a goldfish.
Right. Some people
take the time to learn what's going to happen if you throw it in the water.
Okay. Maybe. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Might just be a lack of knowledge.
Just stop being a wuss. How about that?
Oh.
How about you paid $1 for it? You got what you needed out of it. You're the one that doesn't want it anymore.
So, I think some people would say it's still alive. So, I mean, most people would say it's still alive and they just don't want to like kill something that maybe.
It's a pet.
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying.
A fish is not a pet.
It's not a pet.
No, because you can't pet a fish. For something to be a pet, you got to pet it. That's the term pet.
You're just.
Who would have thought?
Every kid's crying right now.
Well,
flush it.
Well, you don't have to make the kids watch you do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Say the goldfish swam away.
I see both sides, but I would put it in the lake.
Because,
I would put it in the
lake. Because you kill other fish.
Yeah.
You kill way more important and beautiful fish all the time.
And eat them.
To eat them, yeah.
Yeah, true.
The Lord gave us animals as service, whether they be workers or whether they be to feed us or whether they be just to entertain us. Mm-hmm. You got what you wanted out of the goldfish. That's your problem. Now you go kill it and deal with it.
Oh my God. Kill it.
I love it.
I did too.
TJ, you are one of a kind. We're talking about a slang coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Make sure you subscribe to the TJ and Riggins show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on YouTube, or you can check out the entire show plus all the other podcasts that we do, like TJ and Jody's House, Extra Funny, all at tjriggins.com. Never miss an episode when you subscribe. So I love talking about slang. I thought about Ace when I saw this. There's a guy on TikTok, and he's like, he's an elder millennial, which is like in their 40s, and he teaches Gen Zers.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're going to go through some slang. And if you know what these are, I'll give you some bonus points on the upcoming exam or whatever. And these kids knew none of these. And I thought these were pretty common. So maybe you guys can shed some light on it. Ace would love something like this. What does it mean when you call somebody a tool? That's what he asked him.
Yeah. They're a jerk or a goofball.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're a tool.
Yeah.
And like two kids out of the whole class got it. Two. Home skillet. I said, what is a home skillet? Give me two or three words and how you would use home skillet in a sentence. No one got that.
Mm. Like, yeah, I don't, I mean.
Like, it's like homeboy.
Homeboy, yeah. Okay.
We only know one person that's that still uses home skillet. Can you guess who that would be?
I guess.
It's our business manager, Adam.
Yeah, I was going to say. I didn't want to call him out, but yeah.
He will use home skillet, home slice.
Home slice.
Homie a lot.
Homie. What's up, homie? Deets. D-E-E-T-S.
Or D-E-A-T.
They spelled it. He spelled it D-E-E-T-S.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, the details. Yeah, short details. For details.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fat, P-H-A-T.
Yeah.
That's fat.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always thought that was stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not a big slang user except in jest.
Right. Especially P-H-A-T.
Yeah, right. Swag, they got that one. Everybody got that one. Da bomb. They knew that. One kid said, that's from the chicken wing show, because there's a hot sauce on that. Hot ones, chicken wing. It's called Da Bomb. That's how they knew it. 411. None of them knew what that is.
Yeah, because they don't use that anymore for information.
Is that what I was iffy on that one.
Yeah, that's like where you call to get information, like a number or something.
Yeah.
You know, you call the 411 for, like, can I have the number to the Amstar Theater?
Is it a real person?
Sometimes, yeah.
Really?
It used to be, yeah.
So it's like Wikipedia, but on the phone.
We even had, you didn't call that when you were growing up? We did.
Really?
Like, it was fading out, but we did.
Really?
If I needed the movie's number, I would call, yeah.
Yeah.
the movie's number.
Yeah, well.
Dang, girl. How old are you?
Well, I'm only 2 years older than you.
I don't know. You sound like you're churning butter.
Okay.
Holla, H-O-L-L-A, like Holla, Haterade. They knew what that was. They put that one together. Totes. T-O-T-E-S.
Yeah. Short for totally.
Short for totally.
I'm going to be honest. If they put a lot of these together in their head, they could get, because a lot of them are abbreviated.
I thought so. And then he did this. He went, he held his fingers up in the sign of a W.
Whatever.
That's whatever. Yeah, okay. I was like,
and loser. Yeah.
On Fleek, they knew what that one was. That was a relatively newer one. I don't think that was a 90s phrase at all.
Yeah, just as stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Psych came up. They knew what that meant. And scrub really puzzled them all. No one had an idea what a scrub is.
Oh. TLC, excuse me.
I think that's why. That's the only reason I would know scrub. Yeah. I didn't know anybody that called some guy a scrub.
No. Yeah.
So listen, they're learning, but you know, it's just gonna take them more time.
Do better. Okay.
Just do better, loser.
Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Riggins was talking about slang terms a few minutes ago, and I like slang terms that are regional. You know, just like I like food that's regional and other people don't really appreciate it. Like, for example, liver mush or what's called liver pudding. Yeah. Is specifically a certain area of the Southeast. It's not just all Southerners eating liver mush. I didn't even know what that was until we moved to Alabama. And growing up in Louisiana, we didn't have that. But Louisiana, where I'm from, has, I mean, all kinds of its own slang, even outside of the Cajun words and stuff. Like couillon is a Cajun slang term, and it means fool. Look at this couillon. Stop acting like a couillon. Stop being a couillon. One that that I never hear anybody who's not from Louisiana use is pressure. That is pressure, which means cool. It's hitting, whatever.
Pressure.
Like if you cook something that's really good and you go, oh man, that is pressure.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
And again, like most slang, it sounds dumb.
Yeah. But different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their own thing.
Yeah.
But that's, I have this list here of habits that that you take on that only old people do. You know, we talk about Lindsay always acting like an old person. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the biggest things that can make you look old. Is to use outdated slang and do it in a way that you think is making you sound cool.
Ugh, it's bad.
That is bad.
Just like, I mean, I know today's slang most of the time, you know, and I mean, that's no cap. But I love asking a person who, like a young person who uses the current slang, what it means, like where it comes from. Why is a lie called a cap?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can ever answer the question.
Yeah.
No.
How in the world did no cap become no lie, or the word cap mean that you're lying?
Stop capping.
I didn't even know that meant that. Oh, sweet. Aww. Who started saying it to make it a thing? I mean.
Yeah. Somebody that if you looked at their lives, you would think, well, the rest of us really shouldn't follow their lead.
Right.
On that or anything else.
Right. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. Excuse me. Ooh, I got a lot of phlegm this morning, Earl. So here's that list of things I was talking about, old person habits that young people have adopted. So, Lindsay, since you're always the one that we call an old lady, because I've been doing most of these since I was in my 20s. That's what I always tell people. I've been old since I was in my 20s. I've been acting the same way. Mm-hmm. Doing weekend errands before noon to beat the crowds.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's an old person thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Riggins, you do that. I know you do it. Mm-hmm. Eating early dinners.
Oh, yeah, 4:30. Five.
We're probably all guilty of that one. Yeah.
Ignoring the clock. Like you eat when you're hungry, sleep when you're tired. You don't even have to worry about, it's only 9 o'clock. I can't go to bed yet. Doesn't matter. If I'm tired, I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jody is the other way. She'll say, yeah. I am so sleepy. And I go, well, go to bed. Yeah. I can't go to bed this early.
That,
why?
My mom says
why not?
Because she'll wake up early, you know.
Yeah. Do you use lap blankets when you're watching TV and stuff?
Yes.
And a heated blanket? Jody has an electric throw, is like the cord she shoves under the couch because it plugs into the floor right by where she sits on the couch.
Yeah.
And she'll break out the blanket, pull the cord out from under the couch, plug it in before she watches TV year round.
Oh my God. No, I burn up.
Yeah, you would. You're too hot, Nate.
I only use bubble cuddle at this point.
So. switching to comfortable clothes indoors like slippers and sweatpants.
Yes.
The minute I get home.
Yeah.
And if I have to go, and even if I know I'm going back out in an hour or 2 hours, I'm not going to stay in jeans while I'm just at the house.
No ever.
Way. No way.
I'll change back into whatever I had on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Wanting to stay home. Others can come to me is what you say. I'd rather them come here.
I don't even want anybody in my house. I just want to stay at home.
Yeah. let's see. Buying pill organizers. That's a good one.
Listen, I just had to do that for like travel. And I'm like, where is my life now?
Oh, my God.
This is my life now.
Turning the volume down on the radio when you're parking, especially if you're parallel parking, something like that.
Or looking for directions. Yeah, yeah. I do that.
Having a box of tissues in every room.
Oh, gosh. Yes. That is old.
Yes.
Oh, we do that.
We do that.
Tissues in every room.
And never, ever are we out of batteries.
Ever. Yeah. We have a stockpile of batteries.
Yeah. Y'all owe.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Today's National Cheese Doodle Day. National Cheese. We just call them Cheetos.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're probably different brands, but it's like calling a tissue a Kleenex.
Cheese doodles are like the puffs, right?
Yeah. They're like the puffs, yeah.
The best of those types of things, just the original Cheetos crunchy. And then if you want a puffed up one, Planters cheese balls in a can.
Yeah, those are good.
I don't even know if you can still find those, but those were the best.
Yeah, those are good.
You can't find them. I've looked. I love them.
I've been looking for cheese balls for a decade.
I have.
Put my cheese balls in a can.
I think people are selling them on like eBay and stuff. They're so old and probably molded.
Probably a little stale. No. My dad thinks that cheese puffs are for women. You know, like you always say, certain foods are for women. He thinks the puffed Cheetos are for women.
Y'all don't like the puffed.
No.
I love the puffed.
I like a crunch. I like the crunchy ones more.
Yeah. And you can keep the flaming hot ones too.
Ooh, I don't want those.
Yeah.
Just a regular original Cheetos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The baked ones are good if you're on a journey.
An intentional weight loss journey is what we're calling it in 2025. it is also Ash Wednesday today. So you might see some people walking around with their ashes on today as the Lent kicks off. There is a common topic that comes up on TikTok quite a bit, especially with young Gen Z women. One thing they hate about men in the summer. We'll get to it next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
There's this theme that's on running on TikTok, especially with Gen Z women. They say, ladies, just a heads up, we're only a couple months till summer, and you know what that means, and like the cringe phase. And all the comments are like, girl, yeah, we're already preparing for it. It's so gross. It's so gross. Not even talking, not even mentioning what it is. I had to do some like deep diving to figure out what they were talking about. Do you know what
it is?
Can
I guess?
Yeah.
I want to guess. Is it men wearing flip-flops?
Yes. Yeah. It's, well, specifically seeing men's toes
right.
is what always comes up. Can we live? This is so
ridiculous.
Brutal. Is it that much? They talk about like it's the worst thing that a guy can do. Over like having plumbers crack or being, you know, unbathed. The thought of seeing a guy's toes just completely turns him off. I don't know.
Well, I hate to break it to him. Some of the women's toes aren't that cute either. So calm down.
But are they talking about if they're not taken care of. Like if a guy, because that to me is one of the most disgusting things is like somebody who doesn't cut their toenails or take care of them and all that stuff. Or are they just talking about it in general, men's feet in general?
Yeah, there's no mention of like manicure, pedicures or anything like maintenance of your toes. It's just seeing guys' toes. They say it's such a turnoff.
Well, how are they ever going to be married?
Right. Well,
they're not.
And then I think just one person on social media says something and then the rest of them, I get it, girl. And they have, cause they want to feel like they fit in. They probably really don't believe that it's that gross unless the guy's got nasty feet.
Yeah. That I can understand if they're super long toenails or girls yellow. Too.
Yeah. It goes both same ways. Thing. Yeah.
But I don't even think a guy would care. Like I know TJ would, but I would not care if she needed to like clip her toenails a little bit further. Like that would feet do nothing for me. I mean, like this is not, I don't know. It wouldn't bother me if they were kind of jacked up.
I just feel like they're so sheltered now and they have to have every little thing, but they're not going to find anybody to marry.
Yeah, it's like, and it is a lot of that. I'm going to be cool and act like I think it's so gross too. And then I'll make a comment on this popular, you know, post, this viral post.
Yeah.
And then you also have people in the media who are, what do they call them? Citizen journalists or whatever they are, just looking for something to write about.
Yeah.
So they'll say this is a trend. All these Gen Z girls are, you know, grossed out by this when it's really probably not that many of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they say, and the worst thing a guy could do, jeans and flip flops. That's like the worst thing. Like jeans and flip flops. I mean, I don't know, whatever. But
yeah,
I don't know. This is just bother. It's like another thing to be self-conscious about, guys.
Right.
Congratulations.
If you care what.
Yeah, I guess. I guess.
Yeah.
And they're Gen Z. They're young, super young.
I mean, I care.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.